Blog Talk Radio.
Life is good, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Have some cherry wine. Of course, the Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the east, and 4 p.m. on the west, and north and south. You know I got love for you. Diva loves to do Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Step Your Game Up Saturdays is all about good business owners. We're talking about good business owners and community support. Again, I say we are uplifting and showcasing good businesses and giving community support through resources and educational talk. So there's three ways to listen to the show. All you got to do is call in 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or get the amp on your radio. On your phone. Download the TuneIn Radio amp. And search Diva Spot Radio, and you can listen to all past shows and pre-recorded shows. So, yeah, Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We're going to be talking about business etiquette, how to properly network your with your business card. I'm going to an event tonight at New World. Little Scrappy is going to be there. It's going to be a meet and greet. So I wanted to talk to everybody about business etiquette and also how to properly network with your business card. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in live for that. We're going to go ahead and get into some good music. And when we come back, we're going to get right into how to properly network with your business card. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Let's go.
Everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe, looking for you, babe, searching for you, babe. can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Influence me, bruh.
No, I sing from intelligence to make them a conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
Stone with Young Black and Gold right there. Make sure y'all follow him at Slate Stone Music. That's at Slate Stone Music on Twitter with Young Black and Gold. Now I told y'all that I was going to help y'all step y'all game up today with business etiquette. And I think it's so important for us to properly know how to use business etiquette when we out at an event, how we present ourselves. Presentation is everything. How you present yourself and how you go about talking to people and sharing your business and doing business with them. And some of the things to look out for, business cards is one of the top ways in when we're doing face-to-face networking. Business cards is very, very important. And that's something that we got to remember. You know, I wanted to go ahead and talk about... talk about when you do give your business card to somebody.
Give me a second.
Thank you. When you give your business card to somebody and you're at a social network event, you're out in the club, but we need to talk about how to properly do it. So when it comes to face-to-face networking, it is best to remember the rule, it is better to receive than to give. So there's a rule when it comes to face-to-face networking that it is better to receive than to give. Now, whenever a networking opportunity comes up, you should be the first to ask the other person for their business card, not just throw your business card on them. Not only will they be pleased that you asked, a natural response is for them to ask you for yours. You know, if however they don't request yours, simply thank them for theirs and continue the conversation, focusing on what they do. You know, I'm pretty sure by the end of the conversation, you guys will have exchanged information. You know, now you have learned more about this person, so you can decide if you want to do business with them or not, or if they can decide if they want to do business with you or not. That's another thing. So that's one good look. That's one good thing. I'm going to say that's a blessing. Another thing that I wanted to talk about is... And moving forward, when I always need my background music. I always feel left out without my background music. There it is. Give me some Fuji-Li up in here. Step your game up, Sally. You got to step your game up. But, yeah, the next thing I want to talk about, if they do not ask you for your business card, only hand them a card without giving them a sales pitch. You know, you don't want to just give a person a sales pitch. You want to let them know, listen, I'm about business. If you need these services, just let me know. Allow them to ask questions, if any. And at the conclusion of the conversation, verify that their contact information is correct on the card, or if you put it in your cell phone. Excuse me, if you put it in your cell phone, however, they ask for permission to contact them at a later time. So once you get the information, say, you know, is it cool if I call you tomorrow? Or if I call you on this day, when is a good time for me to call you? And just confirm and make sure all the information is correct, especially if you're at a networking event. Sometimes it can be real loud. And, you know, you can miss out on a good lead or a good contact at that time. Especially artists. You know, when you meet producers or promoters or radio personalities like myself, make sure your information is correct. It's very important. We're going to get more into this topic in a minute. Into part two, we're talking about proper business etiquette and how to properly network with your business card. Let's take another music break and we'll get back into it. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and we stepping the game up Saturday today. Let's go.
Hey, try to take the crew and we don't play. Stay safe, like Paul McCartney, not hardly on. Stick it up, I can see right through your mouth. Niggas huffing, they huff, but they can't handle us. But, cause we fortified, I could never hide. Secretly hot, ride with cold cheese, died. I'm twisted, sacrificed by some other Negroes. Don't we move my polos on the first episode. The indigenous refugees and the whole sound set for me and half a respect your feet, cause you super fly.
Palm trees, smoking BDs as I burn my calories. Brooklyn roof rocks become Brooklyn TPs. Who that be? Enemy, wanna see the death of me. From Hawaii to Hong Kong, I run marathons like Mojo Icon, I'm a true champion like Farrakhan, reaches Delhi, Quran. It's a phenomenon, lyric tracks like Ramadan.
What's going on? Armageddon come, you know what we're too done. Gun by my side just in case I gotta run. A boy on the side of Babylon, trying to front like you're down with Mosiah.
Oh,
Mary Mary would go get it. I love that song. Go get your blessing. Your blessing is definitely out there. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. Each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West, 4 p.m. on the East. And today we're talking about proper business etiquette. You know, how to properly network with your business card. It's so important. And there's a rule to networking with your business card that it's better to receive than to give. Meaning that it's better to ask somebody for their business card and who they are and what they all about before you decide, you know, to give them yours. And I found a really great topic and a writing about it on theexaminer.com, www.theexaminer.com. I found a really good one on there. So you guys is going to want to check that out because it's really dope. Let's get back into properly networking face-to-face, I would say face-to-face with your business card. You want to look the part too. And even if you're going out to like a nightclub, to an event or whatnot, I will always suggest, even if you're going to wear a pair of jeans, I will always suggest a white shirt with a black jacket. It works every time. White shirts and black jackets, a nice little suit jacket. You can be casual. You know, you can be casual, but then you can look business-oriented as well. You want to look good. Another thing with properly networking, with face-to-face networking with your business card, check your breath. Make sure your breath is good. Because, and for all you guys that drink or smoke or whatever, please wait until after the event. It can wait. It's going to be there. Trust me and believe me. I mean, seriously, but we're talking about properly networking and when you're in front of all of these people. And when you get in there, you want to just enjoy yourself. You don't want to look too desperate, like you're running around with a chicken with your head cut off. Although we live in a world of technology, it is more professional to send a handwritten follow-up note, preferably one with your company's logo on it, or you can send an email. Try to send the note within 24 to 48 hours of the face-to-face encounter. You know, you can keep it simple by saying it was nice to make their acquaintance, or if possible, bring up something positive from the conversation. Now, include a business card with the note as well, if you have one. Briefly write one or two lines proposal on the back of the card or on the note, just stating what you and your company can offer them and them that is beneficial to them and their company. You want to make sure that the people that you're talking to, you can benefit them. When somebody is talking business, all they want to know is how can this benefit me? How is it going to benefit me now, and how is it going to benefit me in the long run? Those are two points that you always want to. You want to prepare yourself. You want to be ready. And you got to know your industry and your lane. You need to know your numbers. You need to know your reach. You need to know what type of following that you have. They want to know how this is going to benefit them and now, later, and what kind of discount they're going to get from you right now, what great deal that you're going to give them right now. And let them ask that. If you previously gave them a card, you know, you may ask them to pass the extra card along to someone else who may interest from it. Because some people be like, you know, no, I don't really need the service. And you say, well, that's fine. Well, hold on to the card and pass it on to somebody. You may want to, could you pass it on to somebody that who can probably use the service? If you know somebody that needs carpet cleaning done. If you know somebody that needs radio advertising and promotion. If you know somebody that may need child care. If you know somebody that may want to go to school, could you pass the card on? The person on the receiving end will most likely be impressed that you took the time out to write a personal note instead of sending out a form, email, or nine times out of ten become a customer or a colleague because of your professional networking skills. This is so important. And with your business cards, let's talk about the business cards. The business card is very important. The information that's on there is very important. Make sure your information is correct. One of the key things that you definitely want to have on your business card, of course, is your name and your title. You want to, this is my name and this is what I do. This is who I am. Name and title. Those are two important things. Your telephone number, make sure that's correct. A direct telephone number where they can contact you directly.
not a message phone or something like that, something that is going to get to you immediately. Also, your email address and your website. This way, they can contact you via phone. They can send you an email. Then they can go to your website and check out you, because they're going to research you before they do a business. You got to understand, people are spending money with you, and they want to know who they're dealing with. A lot of people are turned off, and consumers are turned off from faceless companies. They like to meet you in person. They like to know who you are. They want you, and one thing about it is you're working to gain their trust. Once you gain a person's trust, then they'll be comfortable, more comfortable with investing into you as they invest into themselves. And you need to come up as, this is an initial investment for you and your brand. This is an investment for you and your home. So I think it's very important for us to talk about business etiquette. If you want to chime in on this, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I'm going to go ahead and take another music break, and I'll be right back.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dreams and employ my friends, so we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you can live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind, we gotta shape that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. If you're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job, is my job.
I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job, is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life, you done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that don't watch, you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills, invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run from your fears, not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is, if you live for the hope, then die by the... How you gonna get rich, if you flipping bricks, but ain't saving up? See, y'all stay dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all gon' tear, but you still get life. That's right, now how you gonna get back, when you can't go forward? You'll got to die, you'll got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, and they ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job, is my job.
I'm on my job,
and they ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job, is my job. And I love this shit. And I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate the one to see me fall under the influence, but I'm a buddy. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that send me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach ours. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in a good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb, but you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh. If you're on your job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm...
but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job. They ain't got nothing for it, but they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I was walking to the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose.
You're a winner, baby, I don't plan on losing out. Don't know it yet, but I'm the one that you can hit without a bold statement, cause we ain't never met before. But everything starts somewhere, so let's go. Yeah, you heard right, heaven since the first sight. So it is goodbye, hold the beginning of the first night. Cause what I see, I like it, wanna get to know you better. I'm a winner, you're a winner, we can celebrate together. Me and you, a party of two. See, I'm attracted to your curves and the way that you move, and the way you carry yourself, you just do you. And that's something that I can really relate to, much more than the physical. Even though I'm digging that nice conversation to a company that's silhouette, and I can't wait to reminisce on a story like this.
I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose. Not
an option, they hating but steady watching, ignore them and keep walking. We sipping and just talking, conversation getting good. Just a different side of me, feeling comfortable. Like this is where I'm supposed to be, it's loud in here. Slide a little closer to me, wanna hear you talk, so I can see where your mind at, where you draw the line at, what make you smile. Let's see if we can find that. I like your reaction, the way you smile just at the thought of me asking. Must be asking the right thing, nobody knows you better than you. But I'm hoping it might change, if I can let the hating pass, stay in the right lane. Here's a 10 and 2 and watch for signs. I'm just taking in the view and I'm enjoying mine, yeah, I'm enjoying mine.
I was walking through the club, I seen you on the dance floor. I like the way you move, I like the way you move. Knowing that the club is packed, all eyes on you. Baby, you're a winner, so you know I can't lose. Can't lose, I can't lose with you.
Everybody's running late.
And I hope they make it.
Oh, they make it. They may be late, but they'll make it.
They better make it, because we've got a lot of other dudes in
Big fine. And he loves God. Shorty's more like a dove, so serene and elegant. She's magnificent. Let's get intimate like lovers supposed to. Trust me, I got you. Walk in front of me, girl, I wanna watch you. She's so sexy, intelligent with a pretty smile. Let's go half on a base, we'd make a pretty child. Yo, this is pretty wild. The way you came into my life and stole my heart real quick, just like a criminal. Wow, I got it better than the mother man. It started small, but then it stretched like a rubber band. Now your love is all I need.
Because it's that time, it's that time, it's that time. Ooh. Because it's that time, it's that time, maybe I should pray for you. Girl, it's not a trouble while I gotta let you know. It's that time, it's that time, it's that time, it's that time. And if you're ready, let me watch you. I got you, baby.
So why not stay with a moment? Time going by too fast, so I say we need to slow down and start holding the moments, cause they ain't no neglect to send a holding emotions beyond the expression within. So get loose, I want a wireless connection with you like Bluetooth, and a shorty with a heart that's sweeter than fruit juice. From 5'2 to 5'2 5'5", caramel complexion, brown eyes, and a smile like the sunrise. The proposition is this, we can make a pack, stick together, then seal it with a kiss. Cause you are everything I need, like breathe, and the only thing I wanna see, baby girl, honestly. That body there, hotter than a sauna, be my dream come true. Every night I'm in your company, live.
Maybe it's your perfume. Girl, your smile is driving me wild. I gotta let you know you're blessed, baby. Blessed, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, that's the right, you know I got you, baby. This is a dedication to all the women in the nation. Sexy, baby, sexy, baby, sexy, baby.
Sexy baby right there from Bugsy Calhoun. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Steppy Game of Saturday, broadcasting all the way from Seattle, Washington, and all over the world. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live to the show via your phones, your iPads, online, your desktops, your tablets. We definitely appreciate you turning in. Today's topic is how to properly network with your business card. When you go into any type of social networking events, or either no matter where you are, learn who you're talking to. Let's just say that. Take some time out to have a general conversation with the person that you're networking with at the event, asking them a couple of questions about them, and let them ask you a couple of questions before you just go ahead and just say, here, take my business card, here, take my flyer, because it could be a waste of your business card, or it could be a waste of your flyer. And that's definitely something that you don't want. So just take the time out to say, hey, you know, my name is such and such, and I'm with such and such and such, and hey, what do you do? I know you're here to network, so tell me about yourself, you know? And then that way you can learn, and you can learn about them and see if there's a lane that you can, that is open for you to offer, to ask for their business card or to offer your business card and your services, and set up a date where you can give them a call later. And like I said before the music break, is to confirm all the information is correct that you have, because it'll be such a spoil to network with a power player at a social networking event or somewhere when you're out and about and you get one number wrong. And also, not only that, not asking for telephone numbers. You know, we live in a digital world. Say, hey, do you have a Facebook? Do you have a Twitter? You know, do you have an email address or whatever? Or do you have a website? Somewhere where you can learn more information about them, a second line or second lead of contact. That's very important, especially when you're networking. If you're out here and you're serious about doing business, then you want to get a second stream of contact. That way, if one doesn't work, the other one does. And we know sometimes people change their telephone numbers or their phone gets cut off. You can contact them on Facebook or you can hit them up by email. Just want to get two lines up and two streams of contact and make sure the information is right. I go to a lot of events because I'm a radio personality, and of course we have a radio advertising and promotion company, and sometimes it'd be very loud in there. Now, if I'm going to give you my business card, I'm definitely going to get your information before I leave. One thing that I do like with Mary Kay has the tenant fold cards where one side is the business card and the other side is where you can have the other individual fill out their information. You rip it apart, you keep theirs, and you give them yours. So I think that's very, very, that's a good thing to have, especially when you're doing networking and you're doing face-to-face networking with your business card. We did go over attire. Attire is very important. It all depends on where you're at. If you're going to somewhere where you know it's just going to be a lot of professionals and it's real cut dry there, you can't fail with having your black slacks, your white shirt, and your business jacket. If you're going somewhere to a nightclub or something like that and you just want to wear some jeans and you want to look casual, business casual, you can always have a nice pair of jeans, a nice pair of shoes, throw on a nice white shirt and have a cute little dress jacket. Black and white always does it. It doesn't matter what you wear. You can kind of funk it up, you know, with some jewelry. Class it up with some jewelry or funk it up with some jewelry. It all depends on what type of style that you want to have. But I think it's very important for us to really have a conversation
with the person first before we start offering business cards and whatnot and exchange information, because dead end leads is just like, really, it's a waste of our time. And we came there to get contacts. One thing, if you're one of those people and you're just starting out in your business and you're just starting out with networking and you're kind of shy and you are intimidated by a large crowd, at least get one number before you leave. Just one. Try to get at least one. And if you're one of those, you know, people out there who are more seasoned and well seasoned in the networking industry and the networking environment, you know, at least try to get one. Which I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot more, but just go for a goal of one person, because that one person could really be the person that you're looking for to do some really good long-term business with. And I think long-term business is great because you want repeating customers. You want repeat business. You want people to come back to you. So you want to be able to give off a great impression. And then after you give off the great impression, you have to build their trust, because they're investing their time and their money into you and your services. So it's very important, you guys. If you want to add in on this, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. And also, you can jump in our chat room as well, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And just take about 2 seconds to build a little profile, and you can comment in the chat room. Also, make sure you go to the top of the page to the left and follow Diva Spot Radio when you can know when we will be live. You will get alerts. Also, if you want to leave a comment at the bottom of the page, or if you want to be a guest on Steppy Game on Saturdays, you're more than welcome to leave your information there. We're always checking our pages and our messages. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, the Steppy Game Up Saturday show. Each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 4 p.m. on the east. North and south, you know we got nothing but love for you guys. We're going to go ahead and take another music break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. Cause you keep turning me on. Lay you down, I'll satisfy your dreams and your desires. Cause you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know, girl, you know. And you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know. And you keep turning me on.
With your fine ass. Baby girl, you built just like a wine glass. Conversation we built just made the time pass. Infatuated, your lips just made my mind blast. Cause girl, you killin' and you notice. Figured I'd take a sec to let you notice. Way you strutted when walking, and then you hop off in that Lotus. Girl, I noticed. One snap of your finger is like a potion. Got me scheming, fiending, and dreaming about getting into motion.
Oh, girl.
Can I take you out and can I teach you positions that make you wanna scream it out?
Don't stop
doing what you doing. Put my motion in your ocean, but I lose them when you cruising.
I got
plenty potential, but do not worry about them others, cause it's you who I'm into. And
I'm not
tripping off them other girls, cause when we kiss I'm in another world.
I say come and let me lay you down, I'll take your body higher. You keep turning me on. Lay you down, I'll satisfy your dreams and your desires. Cause you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know, girl, you know.
And
you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know.
And
you keep turning me on.
Now I'm in too deep. Only time we speak is when we in the sheets. Only time we walk is when we finna creep. Everything done changed from how it used to be. And baby girl, I know you love me, and I can tell it when you kiss and hug me. Then you look me in my eye, tell me you put nothing above me, and I see that. A man is what you want, and I can be that. So let me remind you of what I said when I first seen that.
Oh, girl.
I said, can I take you out, and can I teach you positions that make you wanna scream it out?
Don't stop.
I never did and never will. You got it twisted, you tripping. I never leave you in my keys, and
I got
plenty potential. We're still the same and never change. But girl, it's you who I'm into, and
I'm not
tripping off some other girls. Will you marry me, in other words?
I say, come and let me lay you down. I'll take your body higher. Cause you keep turning me on. Lay you down, I satisfy your dreams and your desires. Cause you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know, girl, you know. And you keep turning me on. You know, girl, you know.
I got my saliva with me.
I'm off this
Rossi,
yeah, sir.
My nigga Wallace.
I'm on my old school throwback flow.
Woo. You.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Yo. I'm on my old school throwback flow. I make a bribe, wanna leave school and get that dough. I'm on my job working harder than I did before. With a little bit of patience, if a thing for growth. For many moons, many men said the kid didn't have it. But I was getting established and leaving fans ecstatic. And everywhere I went, I heard, damn, that's he. That Juma Black, yeah, he can that be. Ripping and running the streets, no sleep, straight run. Going hard in the paint, doing what you suckers can't. Studio filled with blunts and roaches, Rossi bottles. And if it ain't my new possibly models. Yeah, I'm in that white whip behind tent, getting topped off by a white chick riding. She do it nonstop, nonstop. It's just a dog in me. I'm kinda curious, gon' see what she saw with me. Wait, could it been the swag when she seen me at the mall? What made her drop a jaw? I ain't even stopping pause. I just threw it in the bag, in the bag.
They falling off, we creating new swag. Ayo Black, lava's in the building, go and strike a match. Before local celebrity, I was a hard catch. Now they see it in my hands, and I ain't throwing the poker back. Poker, I'm back, you ain't know. With these flames, my main aim just to reach that goal. Cause it's nothing, I'm stuntin' on the track, Hussein Bolt. No bluffin', this ain't her up, but yeah, I'm just that dope. The discussion was out in public, I'm the man of the road. So they labeling me the best, I take that role, you feel me? Cause I'm hot furnace with dope books girding. Plus I'm great with my double eights like Mike Irvin. But today I'm doing Kobe, brother, with hotlines, 800 numbers. I'm spitting different summer. The slow flow is just to make you wonder. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh my God. So is it a problem that I'm an artist who slaughters and rip and conquer the deadliest flowing organ? This fortune in every portion, this portion is for your conscience. Not often this wild and bonkers. Fuck it, I'm just being lava, aiming for that nugget all about my Iga dollar. But this is free, told you by new Juma, I gotcha. Fresh off the press, hot news for your collar.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God, oh my God, I got him like,
Oh my God.
It's in my DNA to be the neighborhood arrow. With me in mind, I catch a body, no lasso. It's Wallace if you ain't knowing by now. Cooler than the glacier under 100,000 pounds of snow. They say my flow a delightful spectacle. Delivery original, style impeccable. Looking at the world through designer's prescription spectacles, and still I see nobody coming close to being fresh enough.
Microphone killer, murder professional.
We murk that beat and that beat. Look what's next to go. Wake the living dead like a zombie. You ain't with it, rich your logic is beyond me. And I'ma still do my 1-2 and my 3 and 4, my 5 or 6, I get your bitch to do. Oh my goodness,
oh my goodness,
oh my God. It's Ace of Spades if you're trying to pull my car. Tell me, who come in this hard? Wallace, Lava, Juma, Black, I ain't even count the bars.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my goodness, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like.
Oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God.
Juma Black with Oh My Goodness, Oh My God, featuring Jay Lava and Wallace. Make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter, at Juma Black. That's at Juma Black. I hope you guys all enjoyed the show, and I hope you got some tips from this. And those who are listening to the archives later on, I appreciate you guys for listening. But I hope you got some tips from this and that you can even step your game up wherever you're going from now on. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And friend me on Facebook at Diva Mary Kay. I'm out of here, you guys. I got to get ready for an event myself tonight. Let's go.